Greetings, beloved, and welcome to another recording of From the Pastor's Desk. Pardon the music intro. I don't usually do that with any of the recordings, but I thought it would be a nice way to ease our way into the reading today. Again, want to greet you from Grace Missionary Baptist Church. Our address is 6977 Summerfield Road, Temperance, Michigan, 48182. Temperance, Michigan, in case you haven't looked at a map, is just 2 blocks north of Toledo, Ohio. So if you're in the vicinity, you are not very far from us. Should you have any questions on this reading or other sermons that you've heard through our recordings, certainly feel free to email me at pastorjoegmbc@gmail.com. That GMBC in the middle is Grace Missionary Baptist Church. Once again, that's pastorjoegmbc@gmail.com. Our service times, should you choose to join us, or if you have interest in joining us, we do our Sunday school at 10 a.m. We have our main worship service at 11 a.m. And then we do an afternoon study at 2 p.m. Currently, with it being the winter time, we don't do a midweek service. When we bring that back, I'll make an announcement for that so that you know when that would be as well. I also want to take the time to thank you for listening. I know there's a lot of different ways to hear our recordings these days, but if you're listening through Podbean or iTunes, we want to thank you for listening in. Please don't forget that you can follow or subscribe or whatever it might be through those individual sites so that you don't miss any other future recordings. If you're listening in on Facebook, we thank you once again. And there are two Baptist internet radio stations that I know are using some of these recordings now. So if you're listening through Grace Today or Missionary Baptist Radio, we certainly want to welcome you as well. The reading today is, again, we do these readings that tie in with what we're either teaching in Sunday school or preaching in our main worship service. And we have been looking at a series on regeneration or the new birth. We called the series A Long Look at Quickening. So I've been trying to do readings that kind of tie in with regeneration or being born again. And today's reading is kind of basic for those who have been around, who are Bible students and have been for quite some time. But it's Are You Born Again? Written by J.C. Ryle. I want to encourage you, and I apologize that I haven't said this before. We don't follow man, we follow God. So when I announce to you who has written these tracts, it's not so that you can go and be a follower of Charles Spurgeon or Pink or Tozer or Gill or even Ryle, but rather this is a tract that lines up with the King James Version of the Bible. It lines up with God's doctrines and the beliefs that we have that come from that. So I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, when you hear these names, don't cringe or don't cheer either way, because we're not followers of men. You and I might not agree on everything in this life, politically or sports related or anything like that. And it doesn't matter if we do. It doesn't matter at all if you and I agree on everything. But what does matter is, are you born again? And do you follow God's principles? There's quite a bit in the Bible that we may read at first glance and not necessarily agree with, but understand it is His inherent word. 2 Timothy 3:16 makes it very clear that it is God's word. And the following verse makes it very clear that every word that God has allowed to be in the Bible is there for a very specific purpose. So let us be mindful of that. I don't keep a lot of Ryle's writings on hand, but this particular track is I feel a very good one as far as laying out being born again and what that means. So, Are You Born Again, written by J.C. Ryle, who lived from 1816 to the year 1900. This is one of life's most important questions. Are you born again? Jesus Christ said, "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John chapter 3, verse 3. It is not enough to reply, "I belong to the church. I suppose I'm a Christian." Thousands of nominal Christians show none of the signs of being born again with the scriptures, which the scriptures have given us, many listed in the first epistle of John, and he will go through and quote those as we go into his points. The first particular sign of being born again is no habitual sinning. First of all, John wrote, "Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin." 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. "Whosoever is born of God sinneth not." Chapter 5, verse 18. A person who has been born again or regenerated does not habitually commit sin. He no longer sins with his heart and will and whole inclination. There was probably a time when he did not think about whether his actions were sinful or not, and he did not always feel grieved after doing evil. There was no quarrel between him and sin. There were no friends, but the true Christian hates sin, flees from it, fights against it, considers it his greatest plague, resents the burden of its presence, mourns when he falls under its influence, and longs to be completely delivered from it. Sin no longer pleases him. It has become a horrible thing which he hates. However, he cannot eliminate its presence within him. If he said that he had no sin, he would be lying, 1 John chapter 1, 8. But he can say that he hates sin and that the great desire of his soul is not to commit sin at all. He cannot prevent bad thoughts from entering his mind or shortcomings, omissions, and defects from appearing in both his word and his actions. He knows that in many things we offend all, James chapter 3, verse 2. But he can truly say in the sight of God that these things cause him grief and sorrow and that his whole nature does not consent to them. What would the apostle say about you? Are you born again? JC's second point, believing in Christ. Secondly, John wrote, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God." 1 John chapter 5, verse 1. A man who is born again or regenerated believes that Jesus is the only Savior who can pardon his soul, that he is the divine person appointed by God the Father for this very purpose, and beside him there is no Savior at all. In himself he sees nothing but unworthiness, but he has full confidence in Christ, and trusting in him, he believes that his sins are all forgiven. He believes that for the sake of Christ's finished work and death on the cross, he is reckoned righteous in God's sight, and he may look forward to death and judgment without alarm. This comes from Romans chapter 4, verse 20, all the way through chapter 5, verse 1, as well as Romans chapter 8, verse 1. He may have fears and doubts. He may sometimes tell you that he feels as if he had no faith at all. But ask him if he is willing to trust in anything instead of Christ, and see what he will say. Ask him if he will rest his hope of eternal life on his own goodness, his own works, his own prayers, his own minister, or his own church, and listen to his reply. Dear listener, what would the apostle say about you? Are you born again? Thirdly, he who is born again practices righteousness. John wrote, "Everyone that doeth righteousness is born of him." 1 John chapter 2, verse 29. The man who is born again or regenerated is a holy man. He endeavors to live according to God's will, to do the things that please God and to avoid the things that God hates. He wishes to continually look to Christ as his example as well as his Savior, and to prove himself to be Christ's friend by doing whatever he commands. He knows he is not perfect. He is painfully aware of his indwelling corruption. He finds an evil principle within himself that is constantly warring against grace and trying to draw him away from God. But he does not consent to it, though he cannot prevent its presence. Though he may sometimes feel so low that he questions whether or not he is a Christian at all, he will be able to say with John Newton, "I am not what I ought to be. I am not what I want to be. I am not what I hope to be in another world, but still I am not what I once used to be, and by the grace of God I am what I am." Dear listener, what would the apostle say about you? Are you born again? Fourthly, he who is born again loves other born-again believers. John wrote, "We know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren." 1 John chapter 3, verse 14. A man who is born again has a special love for all true disciples of Christ. Like his Father in heaven, he loves all men with a great general love, but he has a special love for those who share his faith in Christ. Like his Lord and Savior, he loves the worst of sinners and could weep over them, but he has a peculiar love for those who are believers. He is never so much at home as when he is in their company. He feels they are all members of the same family. They are all his fellow soldiers fighting against the same enemy. They are his fellow travelers journeying along the same road. He understands them and they understand him. They may be very different from himself in many ways, in rank and station and in wealth, in church membership, in which local assembly they attend to, but that does not matter. They are his Father's sons and daughters, and he cannot help loving them. Dear listener, what would the apostle say about you? Are you born again? Fifthly, John wrote, "Whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world." The born-again believer overcomes the world. 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. A man who is born again does not use the world's opinion as his standard of right and wrong. Listen to this, dear listeners, as it very much applies to our daily lives and the world that we are in currently and the time we've been called to redeem. A man who is born again does not use the world's opinion as his standard of right and wrong. He does not mind going against the world's ways, ideas, and customs. What men think or say no longer concern him. He overcomes the love of the world. He finds no pleasure in things which seem to bring happiness to most people. To him they seem foolish and unworthy of an immortal being. He loves God's praise more than man's praise. He fears offending God more than offending man. It is unimportant to him whether he is blamed or praised. His first aim is to please God. Dear listener, what would the apostle say about you? Are you born again? Sixthly, John wrote, "He that is begotten of God keepeth himself." 1 John chapter 5:18, this sixth point is that the born-again believer keeps himself pure. A man who is born again is careful of his own soul. He tries not only to avoid sin, but also to avoid everything which may lead to it. Lord, help us. He is careful about the company he keeps. He knows that evil communications corrupt the heart, and that evil is more catching than good, just as disease is more infectious than health. He is careful about the use of his time. His chief desire is to spend it profitable. He desires to live like a soldier in an enemy country, to wear his armor continually, and to be prepared for temptation. He is diligent to be a watchful, humble, prayerful man. Dear listener, what would the apostle say about you? Are you born again? These are the six great marks of a born-again Christian. There is a vast difference in the depth and distinctness of these marks in different people. In some, they are faint and hardly noticeable. In others, they are bold, plain, unmistakable, so anyone may read them. Some of these marks are more visible than others in each individual. Seldom are all equally evident in any one person. But still, after every allowance, here we find boldly painted six marks of being born of God. How should we react to these things? How should you react to these things? We can logically come to only one conclusion. Only those who are born again have these six characteristics. They're certainly not limited to only six. But the lost of this world do not bear these six characteristics. They are not born again. This seems to be the conclusion to which the apostle intended us to come. He closes with two more questions. Do you have these characteristics, and are you born again? As I look back over these six points, what I want to illustrate most clearly for you, dear listener, is the importance of you asking yourself if you are born again, of you analyzing your life and realizing if these things apply to you, if they are illustrated in your walk. Understand, it doesn't matter what the Apostle John would have said about you. I know that's the question that our writer continues to come back to, is does the Apostle What does the apostle say about you? It doesn't matter what I, Pastor Joe, says about you. It doesn't matter what your grandparents say about you, what your parents say about you. In the end, when we stand before the judgment seat, will Jesus say, "He is one of mine, she is one of mine"? What matters most is what God has said about you. Has He called you, dear listener? Has He changed you? As we've worked our way through the series so far, we've dealt with a lot of ground laying, a lot of hard truths about how regeneration works. I want to reiterate briefly, you must hear the gospel. And if you've listened to this series, you have heard the gospel. If you listened to the series we did before this, looking at the crucifixion, you heard the gospel over and over and over again. Jesus Christ, 100% man and 100% God, came down from heaven to bear the sins of the elect, to be the propitiation and pay the price that they might be free from sin, that they might spend an eternity in the kingdom. He suffered. He died. He was buried. He rose again. Praise the Lord, He rose again. He paid the price. And then in His ascension, we saw our future. In His ascension, we saw our purpose. In His ascension, we learned these 6 points that we covered here today. Upon hearing the gospel, the Holy Spirit can bring about the effectual change. The general call is hearing the gospel. The effectual call is when the Holy Spirit drives it home. When the Holy Spirit changes you, beloved. Are you born again? The hard truth is we don't have much longer in this life. The hard truth is, if you haven't pondered this question yet, you're running out of time. It doesn't mean that God is out of control, that He doesn't know when the end is coming, but rather, beloved, you don't. Hell is a very real place. J.C. Ryle refers to how the Lord loves everyone briefly in one of those points. We know that that is not exactly true, as we see time and time again in our scripture, as we have looked at with Jacob and Esau, as we saw with Cain and Abel, as we see with Sodom and Gomorrah. There are an elect that will be spared, and there are a multitude that will perish. The book of Revelation speaks of a lake of fire, an eternal lake of fire, that those that are cast therein will not be fished out later, but that's where they'll stay. I'm not trying to scare you into making a profession. I'm trying to help you realize this is a very real truth. It doesn't matter if you agree with me, or if you agree with J.C. Ryle, or if you believe everything that we record. What matters, beloved, is are you born again? Should you have questions, certainly feel free to write us. You can email me at Pastor Joe, gmbc@gmail.com. You can send us letters at Grace Missionary Baptist Church, 6977 Summerfield Road, Temperance, Michigan, 48182. You can find us on Facebook under the name Grace Missionary Baptist Church, and I encourage you to do so. You can reach out to me through there at any time. Beloved, please ponder the question, are you born again? If we can be a blessing to you in any way, I encourage for you to reach out. God bless.